7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. And man, they got a beautiful new store in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Speaking of Mountain Home, let's head on down to Gamelia, Arkansas, to the Bayou Resort right off of Fout Road and visit with Gary Faraci for our weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you doing on this rather chilly Thursday morning?
Well, you know, a little better. It's chilly out there, but still not as chilly last couple of mornings. And the bright side of that, it's going to warm up, and we're going to see much, much warmer temperatures. I mean, today 65 and 73 Friday, 76 Saturday, 80 on Sunday, but then some thunderstorms are going to roll in possibly on Monday, but highs will be in the upper 70s. So, not bad. What's
not
the,
bad at all. We'll take it. We'll take it.
Absolutely. What's the word from the fishermen on Lake Norfolk?
Well, it's been slow. Slow for the fishermen because of the weather, you know. We had Tuesday, it rained all day, and I don't think I saw a person that day at all. And then it's just been cold, and when it's cold like that, it slows down a lot, not only the boat traffic, but the fishing does as well, and so that's a little transition we're in right now. I had some guys that went out yesterday, and they were pre-fishing for some bass, and they caught some really nice fish, and then I had a crappie guy go out, didn't catch his limit, but he said it seemed like the bite was coming back. So, yeah, I think you're right. With this warmer weather, we're in for some better bites.
Yeah, it's just around the corner. I mean, right now, so many fishermen, they're beside themselves right now. You know, I mean, it's there's so much going on. Spring turkey season, the spring fishing season, the eclipse. You know, I'm just wondering how many fishermen are going to be out there fishing during the eclipse, just so they can say, I caught a fish during the eclipse.
Well, I do know we have some people staying with us that are regulars that have boats and boat slip down here, and they're coming down solely so they can go out on the lake during the eclipse. Hmm. I have four people I know that are doing that for sure. So I'm sure there'll be some fishermen out there too, just because who knows what the fish are going to do, you know?
Yeah, you never know. I mean, they may freak out, but it's kind of, it again is a great time to be out there. It's a good time to get ready, respooling the reels and making sure your boats are up to snuff and ready to roll and all that kind of good stuff. But it's time, man. I'm telling you right now, have you kissed Diane on the forehead and say, you'll see me in June?
Oh, she'd shoot me. I have slipped away a couple of Tuesday morning and slipped away early and you know, gone for a few hours. I can't be gone too long, but sneak away a little bit to get my fix, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
What you try to do, slip away for a little bit, it's hard, you know, but you try to get a couple hours in here and there where you can.
I just leave. I just take off. I'm just like, everybody's like, where's Gary Lee? I don't know.
I might find him at the lake.
Yeah, he's at the lake. Yep. Oh, my goodness.
I wouldn't expect any different of you.
Right on. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more about the Bayou Resort, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can give us a call at 870-467-5277. The Bayou Resort Facebook page, good way to take a look at some of the stuff going on, drop us a line. And then, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, have a good one.